Hello, everybody.
Hello, Robbie.
We got to get near finishing this suya. That's a go. Another, there is a, okay, not this, next week I'm going to have to miss a day or two because we have the yeshiva dinner and some other things. We'll see. Okay, this week I think we're okay. So, all right, anyway, hello, everybody. Some new people. Shmuel, you're so fancy. Where
Outside of
are
Hasma.
you? Oh, a tzaddik. Okay. All right. Anyway, so that's just so over, say over where we're holding. So we had two questions on typhus. Yesterday, we tried to answer one. Today, that's unless if the guys don't mind, let's try and focus on the other one. What's the question? We know from typhus and get in Kedushin, Daf Yutes, that there's a Gemara in Yevamos that says Osu bias ben tes kemaimer begadol. Right, that the Rabbanan went ahead and made a bia ben tes kemaimer begadol. So apparently there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. What pshat in that Gemara? Rashi in Kedushin says that midiraisa a bia ben tes. Less than tes is not a bia. So a bias ben tes, a bias katan is kainami deraisa. So full-fledged yibam. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos bams out Rashi. Now the Gemara says it's only also it's only midrabbanan. Right? I think if you saw, I don't want to get into it, but in that Shitas Kamoi that I sent, the first one, he seems to say that what Rashi learns also means not that drabbanan knocked it up. But Rabbanan knocked it down. Right? In other words, Tosfos learns that Midiraisa is supposed to be zero. And also Bias Ben Tes Kemaimer Begado, that they moved it up. But Rashi, apparently, that's what this Shita by Kamoi said. Rashi learns that Midiraisa is 100, and Midrabbanan, they knocked it down. So it comes out that the Lashon is good. But either way, the Maisa. The Gemara says it's that also bias ben tes kemaimer begadol. So Rashi learns that midiraisa is really kind of midiraisa. That's definitely the simple mashmos of the Gemara in Kedushin, because the Gemara in Kedushin says that there's a pasuk that you're chayav misa if you're mezaneh with an eishes ish. It's nothing to do with Parshas Yibum. It's written stam in the Parsha. Of I don't know where it says here in Dvarim somewhere, I think it said in Vayikra. Okay, so in the Parsha of Arayas. So if you're mezaneh with an eishes ish or chayav misa. So the Gemara makes a diyuk only if it's an eishes ish. Mashmah, if it's an eishes katan, you're not chayav misa. So how do you have a case of an eishes katan? And why do I need a pasuk to tell me that eishes katan not chayav misa? There is no eishes katan because a katan can't make kedushin because you need das to make kedushin. So the Gemara says it means an eisha of a yibum of a yavam who's a katan because yibum doesn't need das. So the pasuk's telling you that if the yavam was a katan, so now you're an eishes katan. So you're not chayav misa. So simple pshat in the Gemara, and that's how Rashi learns. That means that midiraisa you're married. That's why it's called an eishes katan. And the Gemara said, and we're learning from the pasuk that even though midiraisa you're married, there's no chayav misa. There's only a chayav misa if you're an eishes ish. Tosfos brings a raya from that Gemara in Yevamos. That also bias ben tes kemaimer begado, that means deraisa, you're not married. So Tosfos says that gufa, what the pasuk ish tells us, right? Without the pasuk of ish, we would have thought that means deraisa, you're married. But the pasuk of ish tells us that you're not chayav misa if she's mezaneh. Why not? If she's a full-fledged eishes ish, it's not logical. Why shouldn't you be chayav misa? So the pasuk of Ish, which is by that the only Chiya Misa, if you're Mizana with an Ashes Ish, he's telling you that there is no such thing as an Ashes Katan, and that the Kedusha is not Taifes, or is not a Taifes, whatever, right? You know, the Eino Kaino Sa Enemy Drabanan, the Taifes says. So it comes out, we have a Machlekes in the Kedusha between Rashi and Taifes. What is Midaraisa, the Din, if a Katan does Yibum? Katan over 10, 9. Less than 9 is no Bia. There's nothing to talk about. So a Katan over 9 does Yibum. According to Rashi, Midaraisa, it's a totally good Yibum. It's a special Xeris because she's not Chayamisa. But the Etzem, she's totally nicknamed to the Katan. And Midarabanan knocked it down to a level of Mimer. According to Taisus, we learn out from the fact that the Misvara Dinashe, we would have thought that it is a Kenyan Deraisa, but we learn out from the fact that the Torah said, Eishes Ish, it is no Chia Misa, that there's no Kenyan Deraisa, and it's really not a Kenyan. And then the Rabbanan knock it up to a Kenyan Derabbanan. So it comes out, is that at the end of the day, there's a machlokes, Taisus and Rashi, whether midaraisa you have a kinyan when a katan does maimer or not, katan does yibum or not. Now, that's Taisus in Kedusha. We want to know how does Taisus in Yevamis help? Because theoretically, Taisus in Yevamis is not obligated to hold like Taisus in Kedusha. So basically, everybody says, I think everyone that I saw at least, that there's a clear raya from Taisus that Taivis and Yevamis agree with Taivis and Kedusha. Because Taivis and Daf Lamed Hey ask a kasha. According to Rava, Bias Mubaris doesn't work. You know, if she did Yibum when she's in Mubaris, even though later on she was Hipila, so he glory Milsa. That she's an Ashes off chain no bonim. Nonetheless, Reish Lakish shows that the Yibum did not work. At the time that you did Yibum, she wasn't totally ain't no bonim. She was in some kind of middle status. So the Yibum doesn't work. Frek type is a kasha. If the Yibum doesn't work, so why don't you have an Isser Ashes off? Because you did Bia. Shabbat Makal Mitzvah. We only found the Torah was Matir, the Eshetach, when there's a Makal Mitzvah. Here the Yibam doesn't work, so the issue in Eshetach. Tovis answers, we find the famed phenomenon by Katan. Katan also so does not get fulfill the Mitzvah, and yet there's no Isser Eshetach. So you see clear that Tovis holds like Taisus in Kedushin, that a Katan does not fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. If you learn like Rashi, that Katan fulfills the mitzvah deraisa, and it's only Xeris that causes that there's no Chia Misa, so then you have no Raya from Katan. Katan does not over the Eshesach because he does a full mitzvah, there's a full fledged Yibum. So the fact that Taisus brought a Raya from Katan proves pretty conclusively that Taisus holds that a katan is not kind of midaraisa, which means Taisus in Yevamis is holds like Taisus in Kedusha. Therefore, there is a raya that so therefore Taisus brings a raya from there that just like over there, there's no eshetach. Also, by Mubaris, there's no eshetach. What's good for the hezber? Why is there no Eshetach if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah? So the type is a rush. Our type is, interestingly, doesn't give any hesber. It's a very strange Taisus, because we pointed, I think, this out. The type is asked the kasha, how could it be? He said, well, we find it somewhere else. But it's still kasha, how could it be? The type is a little strange, but the type is a rush gives hesber. And he says that there's no Eshetach. Even the Avimto, he says she's still Zakik, the Chazir the Achazman, and you can do Yibum later. So that you have both by Mubaris and by Katan. There's a Zika, she's also the Shuk. And by itself, she'll become chazya either by itself, because after nine months, always a child will come out. And also the kid will always grow up. Okay, I'm sorry. What's more? You said
something? I was just trying to figure out if he just had Kedusha, then, you know, when did Tysus figure out that, in other words, Tysus comes along and says it's going to be Mimer, but there's no Kenyan. So when does Tysus know that the Eishes Ach is gone? In other words, when did Tysus discover in Katan, if he's learning Kedushin,
the Gemara,
right?
The Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Katan Abba Gedayda Tikat Lanu. So that means that there's no Eishes Ach. That's what I'm saying.
Tysus and Kedushin has to go back to Yavamas to know there's no Eishes Ach. He could, when he's learning Kedushin itself, he couldn't figure that out, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that Tysus,
just from Kedushin, the fact is that we said there's no Kenyan, but and there's Mimer. So, but Tysus knows the Svar of Yavamas the whole time. This whole Svar is true.
I can't answer this question. I don't know. You're asking to say in different words is when Tysus and Laman A ask him Uberes. And he answers, well, don't ask me from Uberes, because we find the same thing by Katan. Why didn't he ask in his Havamina from Katan? Okay, that I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. But okay, that's a question. But I don't know.
Why is it Yevimto by Uberes?
Why isn't Yevimto?
Why is it Yevimto? Says it's Yevimtai and it's going to be
Zaka. She's also the shuk. She's also the shuk. She's not mutter the shuk. She's also the shuk. So that's Yevimtai.
That's all you need for. In other words, the Isser Lashuk counts as a Zika, even though she's not Zaka because she's pregnant.
She is Zaka. She's Zaka. You just can't do Yiva. The fact that she's also the shuk means that she's Zaka. Otherwise, she wouldn't be also the shuk. So she's the Yisra Shuk, I mean, she's quasi married to the Yavim. That's what the Yisra Shuk is.
But if she has a child, she's not
talking about when she ends up not having a child. She has a child, it's a completely different thing. We're talking about when she ends up not having a child.
So it's Machlekes.
When she ended up not having, when she has a child, there's no Machlekes, I don't think. Everyone agrees she was over Eishesach. But if she did have a child, that's my thing. I'm not sure.
Okay.
When she was,
so it's only because she ends up not having it, we go to Mafreya.
Not have a child. When Igloi Milsa Mafreya, she miscarried.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, so now comes the problem, which everyone is asking. Rabbi Chanan asked, Rabbi Nochan asked, the Rabbi Elia Baruch asked. So worth going in our two cents to is that Tavis asked Akasha on the Riva. According to you, Riva, that a bee has to be a Kamishain. So how come there's no Isser when you a Ktana? There's no Akamishain. So there should be an Isser Eishesach. By Katan Abba Gedayda, there should be an Isser Eishesach. And by Bia Shalka Dark and Hara, because he has three cases. In all these cases, it's a Bia Shane Roy like come and shame. So there should be an Isserash Yisach. Okay, so the Riva apparently holds that just because it's a Bia Shane Roy like come and shame does not make for an Isserash Yisach. We'll have to understand why. But Titus is attacking the Riva that I hold that if it's a Bia, if you are right that you need a bia right like come shame, and you don't have that bia, then there should be an Isser Eishesach. He has three or four cases, because two he puts together: Ketana, Katan, and Ha'ara and Shlokadarka. So he quotes this din of Katan Abah Gedayah to take out Glenu. So Bishlama, if Titus learned like Rashi, that Tikatlano means you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, and there's a good Zika, there a good Mitzvah Yibam Deraisa, and it takes off the Zika, and she makes her Mutter the Shuk, so to speak. Okay, so then Tavis has a very good Kasha. The Bia, it's a Bia, where it doesn't have a Kamishem. So according to Yuribo, you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So how does Rashi say you're Yaisin the Mitzvah with a Bia Shalokadaka? Great kasha. That's the same kasha he has by katan, by hara. It says over there, you're kind of yaitzei the mitzvah. How can be yaitzei the mitzvah with a bishbia shaloka with a hara? But according to the re himself, this is a re, it has to go according to the re, that we see that the re in daf lamed hey holds that you're not yaitzei the mitzvah. So what's his kasha? His kasha is not, it doesn't, it's not how come you're yaitzei the mitzvah, because you're really not yaitzei the mitzvah. Doesn't claim that you're yaitzei the mitzvah. So his kasha has to be, why isn't there an iser eish hasof? And since there's a you're not yaitzei the mitzvah, because of bia shalosh and ain bo hakom shame, you should have an iser eish hasof. Well, that's Tosfos Alamin Hey says that even according to him, even Tosfos agrees you're not yaitzei the mitzvah because of ish. And you should also have the problem there should be an iser eish hasof. Because bein if you hold like the riva, bein if you hold like the ri, a katan is not yaitzei the mitzvah. And the reason why there's no eish hasof according to the ri is because there's hutra. And the Tosfos Rosh says, when do you have hutra? Whenever there's she's a zakuk, and it's going to become mutter later automatically. So you have that same thing according to the riva. So what in the world is the difference between the re and the riva? Why does the re feel that I am good and you are bad? If I cut the nakba gedayda, according to both the re and the riva, there's no kiyam mitzvah. According to both of them, time will automatically make that there is a kiyam mitzvah. According to both of them, right now there's a zika. So why is it that the re says, according to me, it's good? There's no iser eish hasof. Just like by Muberes, there's no iser eish hasof. But according to you, the riva is shver. Why should it be more shver in the riva than in the re? What's the difference?
Where's the achazman in the riva?
In the riva, when the kid grows up, he'll be able to do bia haroi lakam hashem. And then he'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah's yibum.
By regular, okay. By, yeah.
So just like in the re, he grows up, he'll be able to make a kinyan. So in the riva, he grows up, he'll make hakam hashem. What's it? It's exactly the same. Right now, there's some technicality that when you're a katan, you can't do the mitzvah's yibum. According to the re, the technicality is that we learn out from the pasuk of ish, that a katan can't get a kinyan. Torah doesn't give, I mean, it's probably not illogical. I mean, this is everyone says, we touch up the pasuk, the Torah is saying that a katan is not a bar kinyan. So we need a kinyan for yibum. Katan can't have a kinyan, can't have a killing. Something of Gamin's ability to be, we thought the only chisaron is a katan can't do a maise kinyan. But if the kinyan is Baal Parcho, you know, there's no problem. No, the pasuk's telling you that even when the kinyan is Baal Parcho, a katan can't have a kinyan, right? Those who remember, I don't want to have too much fun, but that was Rashiva's Pilpusher in Suvis, Yod Aleph, about Ger Katan, whether you can have, Zuchia, Kiva Eger. That the only time you can't have a shliach if you need his minui. But if you don't need his minui, can you cut and have a shliach? Because the only problem is he doesn't have das. What if you don't need his das? Right? That was the Kiva Eger. The same idea here. The katan can't get a kinyan. If the katan can't get a kinyan because you need his das for the kinyan. But if Luyutzor, you find a kinyan that you don't need his das, then the katan can have a kinyan. Or no. Katan can't have a kinyan no matter what. So according to Tosfos, we learn out from the pasuk that a katan can't have a kinyan. And since he can't have a kinyan, he can't fulfill mitzvah yibum. According to the riva, the katan can't fulfill the mitzvah yibum for a different reason, because he can't do the proper bia. So why is it that Tosfos says, oh, riva, you must be wrong, because according to you, there should be an iser eish hasof. Excuse me. And according to you, Ri, why isn't there an iser eish hasof? You wouldn't say you're not yaitzei the mitzvah. And Amai, the Tosfos Rosh said that whenever there's a zika, and the heter is going to come in Mela later, so there's no iser heshesach, it's hutra. It's just like by Muberes. So the Rivo can say the same thing.
Right? Yeah, but according to the Rivo, you can't.
What?
According to Rivo, you can't start step one. Because Tosfos could have the hutter, a hutra, and then get to kinyanim. Kinyanim could be later. He could separate a little bit. We could see the late. But if you can't start step one,
Why can't you start? You do the bia, you have a hutra right away. What's the difference?
Yeah, but what if the mitzvah later on causes the hutra, so fine. So it's later on. I can see something later on, so it causes a hutra.
Chazi for later on
could remove the Eishasach for now, and therefore the Eishasach doesn't come back. But the Re understands that according to the Riva, you need it's like you have to carry something in order to get to the guy has no arms. It's not negaya. It's not negaya. You can't
get down here.
Get to that first base.
You can't get
the first base if the physicality of it needs a beer. I don't know.
But let's wait a minute. We'll hear you in a minute. I don't know. Maybe what you're saying is like Rav Nachum. So why should I scream at you? I'll scream at Rav Nachum, right? So this is the Gasha. This is the Gasha. Rav Chanan asked the Gasha, and Rav Nachum asked the Gasha. Everyone asked the Gasha. Okay, but besides Shmuel, who wants to give an answer, but we hear the Gasha. I hope Gasha is good. If anyone wants me to repeat it, that. Bein according to the Riva, you're not Yetzin a Mitzvah for different reasons. But what's the difference? But Amaisa, you're not Yetzin a Mitzvah. The Re says, according to the Riva, it makes no sense. Why isn't there an Eishasach? But according to him, it makes sense. What's the difference if you're not Yetzin a Mitzvah? So there should be, but either both should be having Eishasach because it's Shalmakal Mitzvah, or both should say Hutra. Okay. So Rav Nachum, I hope I'm reading Rav Nachum right. He's not very clear. He doesn't say it, but I gave a very nice marshal yesterday, right? I said it with my Zaitik, right? With my marshal with the guy with the diving board, right? I said that yesterday, right? I think so.
Yeah.
That so he gave the marshals. You know, the guy, two guys were in the smicha program and they didn't get smicha. And they're standing outside. And someone comes over and asks him a shayla and yeridaya. So they both answer. So they go to one guy and say, you have a chutzpah answering. You flunked your bechina. You know, you didn't know anything. And you're going to answer a paskin yeridaya shayla. They go to the other guy and say, well, how did you answer? You didn't get your smicha. He says, I didn't get my smicha because I didn't die. But that's a side problem. But I can answer a yeridaya shayla, right? So when the reason why you didn't get your smicha is because you didn't die, so you're right, I didn't get the smicha, but I still can get some of the credits of smicha. I'm allowed to answer the shayla. If you didn't get the smicha because you have no shaykhis of smicha, so you can't go ahead and have any shaykh, you can't get any benefits of smicha. So what it sounds like Rav Nachum is saying, that the yesod of mitzvah yibum is bia. So according to the Riva, you're missing the Iker of Yibo. You're not doing the Bia that the Torah wants. So that's the Iker. The Iker of Yibo is out. So what was Shai Chutra? There's nothing here. The Torah, there's nothing here. The Torah is not matter when there's no Shaykhis to Yibo. What you're doing is nothing to do with Yibo. So why should it be Chutra? The Torah is not a Chutra for Yibo. This is no Shaykhis to Yibo. This is not evil. But according to the Re, there's a technicality that in order to be Yitzin a Mitzvah, you need a Kenyan. So that's like, you know, in order to get a Yismicha, you have to die. The technicality, you need a Kenyan. You didn't get a Kenyan, so you can't get the Mitzvah. But the Iker, come on, in there, in the philosophical, moral I'm really doing Yibum. It's just a technicality. I can't get the mitzvah. So for they say, you're gonna hold that against me, that you're gonna give me an Isser Eish Yisach. Right?
Didn't Tosfos on Daf Gimel say that the Kenyan is the determinant of whether Yibum is whether it's right for Kenyan?
There's no mitzvah, there's no Kenyan. They're totally Zabizet, but he's not necessarily saying that that's the ikar of the mitzvah. It's a tanai. It's a side point. It's like this diving. You can't get smicha without diving. So they come together, but you can't say that I'm missing the whole ikar mitzvah, because the etzem, the ikar mitzvah, is hakamashay. Right? I think that's what Rabbi Nachman is saying. I can't really say for sure. Okay, so what do you people say about this beautiful svara? Is this true? Is this what you're saying?
No.
Okay. So good. So I'll argue with Rav Nachum. I'll argue him. So what do you people say about this svara?
Rabbi said yesterday, what's the difference? Who told him intrinsic, extrinsic?
Well, it's svara that if you don't have a bia, come a shame. I come a shame. That's the ikar yibum. Hook him shame. But Kenyan, what's Kenyan needed? Right?
Along the same lines, I've been helping.
Okay, but
how does it fit into the words? How does it fit into the words of Taisa Rush? She's Yavimtai, and
Rush is not saying it. He's not discussing this. But there's another requirement. I have to have Shaykhis to be doing Mitzvah Yibum. And you're not doing Mitzvah Yibum if a beer that's not run, I come in shame. There's no Shaykhis.
But the Taisa Rush said that all you need is that she is Yavimtai now. Yeah, and it's probably
it's a rush left out that you need also that you're doing basically something that shaykhis to mitzvahs yibum.
Funny he would leave that out.
Yeah, okay, they left it out. Okay, so we said yesterday that divrei like Rabbi Meltzer and Nelson said that who said that the Iker. And it's like saying, you know, when I put on tefillin and, you know, and it's not black, well, basically I got the mitzvah tefillin. Ah, the Torah said it has to be black? Come on. I looked in the chinuch, the reason for chinuch, the mitzvah tefillin, it gives a reason why it have to be black for. Oh, the little dikduke adin, come on, don't bother me with that. Basically, I'm doing the mitzvah. We don't say such a thing. If there's a requirement that you need a Kenyan for the mitzvah, so that means that without the Kenyan, you're not doing the mitzvah. You say, well, basically, I'm doing the mitzvah, just the technicality. Well, the technicalities are ikar chalokim of the mitzvah. I'm sitting in a sukkah. I always tell the guys that the nicest sukkah I ever saw in my life was in, I went to, there was someone's bar mitzvah or wedding, and had me in a conservative shul. In Florida, there's a minute you go, they have the conservative shul as affairs. I went to conservative shul and was on Sukkot or near Sukkot, was close to Sukkot. Guess what? Probably right after Sukkot. They had the most gorgeous Sukkot I ever seen, except it was indoors because they had to get ruined outside, obviously. So there was a beautiful Sukkot with beautiful schach. Okay. You know, you walked in there, you thought you were in the most nicest Sukkot. You didn't know there was a roof on top. Come on, Rabbi, what are you making a big deal with the concept? You think you're sitting in a hut makes it different that there's a roof on top. We have this beautiful sukkah get ruined by the rain. Like you know, my esrog. Okay, so it's not an esrog, it's a lemon. Come on, it looks the same and it's so much nicer. If you're missing a diktuka din, it's garnish. So if the Torah says that you need kinyan, and without kinyan you're not kinda. So there's no mitzvah. I would say, if anything, as far as pumfakert, according to the Riva, you're doing a bia. It's not really an akam shame. Gufa the Re says you don't need akam shabia, really an akam shame. So I see, if anything, I see in the Riva, I see that bia really an akam shame is not such an important thing. Haraya, the Re holds you don't even need it. So I would be inclined to say a minimize of machloikas, the Re and the Riva, that if the Ri says you don't need it, even the Riva also agrees it's not so kosher. But no one says you don't need Kinyan. You know, I would have, my gut feeling would have been both like, yeah, Kinyan, everyone says it's Ma'ake. Bia Roy Nakam Hashem is a Machlek is Rishayim. So Mistama is not the Iker. Because I know, according to the Riva, this is the Iker, Iker, Iker. And it just happens to be the Ri doesn't hold of it. I mean, I'm like, well, how do you, where do you know? How do you know that? That where in the world does the Taisvitz get that according to the that according to him, Kinyan is not an Iker, it's just some kind of Tanai study. But according to the Riva, the Akam Hashem is the Iker, even though you yourself rehold, you don't even need it. You hold you don't need it, but you hold that the Riva must hold it's the Iker. Like Mehechi Taisi, that the Riva argues with you so much. Maybe the Riva also doesn't agree it's only a Tanai study, Hakam Hashem. Like, the whole thing is like, and when you get to Mubaris, the same thing, Mubaris is not Kaina. So you say, well, there also, it's only a Tanai. Well, it's a Tanai. I don't know what the Tanai by Mubaris is. You're not missing the Iker. Mechitesi, Mubaris is not missing an Iker. I don't know. It's something. It's not a good bia. I don't know what the problem with Mubaris is. I don't want to say, but right, in other words, it sounds like Divrei Nevi'ahs. Who tells the Ri that the Chisarin of Kinyan is not Iker, and the Chisarin of Ruyish Kam Shem is Iker. You could. There's room, you could say just the opposite. You could say Kinyan is a Yikr. Torah wants you to be married to her. But again, it's very logical in the Ri, the Bia doesn't have to be Roy Nakam Hashem. So it's very logical in the Ri that the Ikr is a Kinyan. What else do you get? You're not making her pregnant. So what's a mitzvah? Again, I would have said, Mamish Pofakir. According to the Ri, where the Bia doesn't make her pregnant, so the only thing the Bia does is it makes a Kinyan. So the only thing the Yavama gains from the whole Maisa Yibum is a Kinyan. You do a Bia Shaloka Darga. You do a Ara. You Yaitzi the Mitzvah's Yibum. How are you Yaitzi the Mitzvah's Yibum? She can't become pregnant. Oh, because I was kind to her. So now she's married. You're married. Once you're married, I'll be there in Chateva. There's more Bias, whatever. You'll have a child. So according to the Ri, I would have said the Iker is a Kinyan. That's the only thing you get. According to the Riva, Stami also agrees the Iker is a Kinyan, except that he says you need a Bia Roy Nakam Hashem because there's a slight argument with the Ri. But man, where in the world does Taisus get to the point that he can bomb out the Riva that according to the Riva, Bia Roy Nakam Hashem is the Iker? And according to the Ri, Ish, which says you don't have a Kinyan, is not the Iker. Right. That was my problem. If I said it yesterday, I don't remember. Right. But that, I don't know. I think that I'm quoting Rav Nachum correctly. He says, "Katan al mikre shlova makom mitzvah." Who determines what makes something called Shlomo Makom Mitzvah? Okay, anyway, that's what I did not understand right now. Okay, so unless someone has something to say, well, you want to try your shot again, or can I just go right there?
I'll try for 30 seconds. Just the din of not being if a kamashem is part of the mitzvah itself, that's matir in the Riva's world. It means yavama yavoy aleha is like the key that starts the engine. In other words, it's like the Isra, every time we see sris island, all those things are mimayit from the parasha. We see that once it cannot be itself, of yavama yavoy is the mitzvah. If that itself is not applicable because of the kamashem, where everyone learns out Sanhedrin, where everyone learns it out. That means that the mitzvah doesn't get started. I'm just saying is the first step. Kenyan, you could say, listen, there's a mitzvah that got started. It's not going to be right now. It'll be soon, in a few minutes. But the mitzvah, what's pushing, what's starting the engine is Yavam Yavayla. And those words don't start. It's like it's Sris. It doesn't start. You can't have Yavam Yavayla.
I think you're saying like Rav Nachum, but I just don't know.
Rav Nachum's weighing the echos and the kamas. I can't do that. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying you have to realize what comes first, cart or horse. Yeah. That's what starts the mitzvah. It's matter. Everything is Yavam Yavayla.
Okay.
Not Yavam Yavayla. That's all I was saying.
It makes it. I don't know.
Don't they both agree that the Ma'aseh Yibum starts it out?
The Bia doesn't work. The Bia Mubar is also a Pagam in the Bia. I don't know. And here there's a Pagam in the see, and the Torah needs a Bia. The Torah needs a Kenyan. Who said, you know, I don't know how anyone knows what's the Iker of the Mitzvah's Yibum. I don't know.
Yeah, they both need Bia. One needs Bia for a Kama Shame, one needs Bia for a Kenyan. So then
in both cases, you're missing the Iker. According to the Rebbe, you need a Bia for the Kenyan. You don't have a Kenyan. According to the Rebbe, you need a Bia for Hakam Hashem. You say Hakam Hashem. So they're both the same. By Mubaris, you're missing Bia for whatever reason you're missing. Like, I would think they're all the same. They're all missing essential ingredients. What I'm saying, I don't think there's a difference in tefillin. One person wears a tefillin that doesn't have parshas, and they have a Chinese newspaper, and the other guy's wearing tefillin that's not black. They're both the same in my book. They're not filling. It's not filling. And one guy wears filling, and it's not in the right place on his head. You're not the guy who's filling. I say, this mitzvah, this is ma'akev. This isn't ma'akev. I don't know. To me, it's a hard svara. Okay, let's go further. Rav Elia Baruch gives a different svara. I really don't even know what he's saying. Hard to argue with him. I don't know what he's saying. Did anyone read what he said? He wants to try and say over what he said. He says, basically, the words are that according to the Riva, it's a psu on the Gavra. Because he can't be a make him shame. While according to the Re, it's not a psu on the Gavra.
According to the Riva,
you look in the paragraph. I'm trying to find where is this piece.
Which paragraph near the Mavorim is that?
Be'ikar, towards the bottom. Towards the bottom, he says, "Veneer the beer, veneer the beer."
I'm looking in the wrong place. I'm sorry, I have the wrong sheet.
It's the first page, okay, the right column, bottom paragraph.
Where is this? The near my brother, that's time they call the book out there. They came.
Where is it?
I can't find it.
Yeah, I can't find it. In the parak Kuf Ayin Ches, he says,
first thing that it's
Rebellion Yibarach, you send us Kuf Tzadi Ches.
I sent you page Kuf Tzadi Ches, right? But the letter is Kuf Ayin Ches.
Okay.
Which paragraph is that? What's the Dibra Maskel of the paragraph that we're working on?
The Nira.
Okay.
He says, The time of the cotton is.
I thought he's saying they wouldn't be matted the Eishesach if the cotton wasn't in the parasha.
In the Bar Kinyan.
Here, so if you look at, let's say, five lines from the bottom, a betoyer is gavra, she'enu bar akam hashem, ain't a roi le'olam. The Himsa Shain Khan Gavra, the really Khosha Yivama. He's saying, I should have started earlier. He says, we'll read it again earlier. That's everyone agrees. Not like the Riva. He can't make a kinyan. If Shadis his bia is not a good bia, if gain no chashiva, yivama zuko medes a yibum. So she's not omedes a yibum because he can't do yibum. But always ahead to his ratios of all the content. Then he can show the shopper to all the yamin. Granted, when he gets older, he can do yibum. Right now, the gabra that he's now cannot do yibum. So the game So I have no idea what he's saying. He's saying the words that he's saying is that if it's a chisar the riva, then it's a chisar in the bia. So a chisar in the bia is a chisar in the gavra. So then we're not going to be matter the yisar eishesach. But according to the re, not a chisar in the gavra. It's just he can't get a kinyan. So therefore, we could be matter the yisar eishesach. I have no idea what he's talking about because he can't make a kinyan because he's a gavra that can't get a kinyan. So it's also a chisar in the gavra. What's the difference if the gavra can't do a bia or the gavra can't make a kinyan? One's physical and one's halachic. So what's the difference? I don't know what this gavra. I don't know what he's saying. I don't know.
Doesn't he have a favorite gemara against him? The Gemara and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph is beferish against. That's why I couldn't read the piece because it says over there that we'd never aser. Even it's true, but we would never make an iser if there should be a shpeita. If there should be a head to later.
I don't want to go there, please. That was yesterday. We went there yesterday. I can't. I'm not going to go there. We try to answer that kasha. It's a good kasha, but that's what we tried to answer yesterday.
No, I'm saying on him, Dafka is the kasha because he's saying there would no be a head there.
Hopefully, what we answered yesterday will answer everybody. But I don't know what his difference is. He's mamish pliadik because he's saying according to the riva, the chisar and the gavra. According to the riva, there's no chisar and the gavra. It's pashas. It's ipka. The riva never mentioned a thing about a chisar and the gavra. The riva only talked about a chisar and the bia. The ri is the first person who introduced the concepts of chisaris and the gavra. Sris and Ainis is chisaris and the gavra. So the riva is a chisar in the bia, not a chisar in the gavra. They say, well, a gavra who can't do a bia is a chisar in the gavra. So a gavra who can't make a kinyan is also a chisar in the gavra. I have no idea what he's talking about. It's not like I have a kash on him. I just don't know. I mean, I actually read him, and I don't know what he's saying. And I would say maybe, that whoever wrote it did not do a good job writing it because I don't think he wrote this himself. Sometimes
maybe Hitaka holds there's a difference between a physical non-gavra and a halachic non-gavra.
Why should it be a difference? The Torah doesn't give a cotton can't have a kinyan because he's missing in some kind of. It's also based on his physical mitzvah because he's a cotton. There's something about a physical cotton that he doesn't get a halachic din of a kinyan. So the physical mitzvah of the cotton creates a halachic problem. So there's also the physical mitzvah creates a physical problem, physical mitzvah creates a halachic problem by Muberes. It's also the physical mitzvah creates a halachic problem. I don't know why the Muberes is any different than Katan, according to him, because you have to make than the Riba, because Muberes has to be done. You know, have to miyashay Muberes too. Why Muberes and Katan, according to the Re, make sense, but only the Riba doesn't make sense. Okay, anyway, I have no idea what he's saying. So if you figure it out, so what time we got? So let's look, let's jump, you know, and let's try and start a different answer. Look at this type of Shitas Kamoy. Definitely very, very interesting.
Rabbi, can I try something?
Yes, you can try something. Go ahead.
I mean, if the problem is solvable, then we're going to say that the idea of Lutra. Yeah, so Tosa is saying like this: you require that the bia itself should be real akam Hashem. This bia, yeah, is never going to be solvable. We're never going to be able to solve it. It's never going to be real akam Hashem.
In the future, you'll do bia and it'll be akam
Hashem. No. But that's good for it. He's saying I need a bia haruyal akam Hashem. Yeah, and when we look at this bia, we say no. This bia, you can't solve this bia. So we're not going to be mati or something that you cannot solve. Right now, you need a bia of Hakom Hashem, and this bia does not have Hakom Hashem. It cannot be solved. We cannot give you a hutra. Okay. If the problem is, you know, that this guy, the problem is in the person, yeah, this person is going to be solvable. He's going to be able to outgrow his problem.
He can't make a Kenyan. Right now, there's no Kenyan.
True, but he's going to outgrow it.
So he's going to outgrow that he can't do a bia.
Okay, but that's not the issue. The issue is the bia itself. And this bia itself, you're never going to be able to solve the bia Rishona.
The problem is that right now, there's no Kenyan. You'll never be able to solve the problem that right now, there's no Kenyan.
In a situation like this, when whatever the problem is a problem that could be solved, then we give you the concept of Hutra.
It's not like if when it gets to Kenyan, it solves the problem of Mafreya. It only...
We do need the Hutra. We do need the Hutra.
I know, but if you'll be right, if they got a Kenyan later, then the glowing Milson Mafreya, they was the kind of Mitzvah now. But no one's saying that. You know, when the content of Bogadita doesn't get his Mitzvah till later. So that means that right now the problem is unsolvable. There's nothing you can do now to solve the problem. And am I wait? So according to the Revo, you can also wait.
No. We have to come on to Hutra. I'm just saying, when do we give Hutra? We give Hutra when the problem itself is going to be solved. Being that according to the Re, the problem is in the person. The person, he's going to be solved. Yeah. But Mashenken, if the problem is the bia, this bia that you're doing now, this bia cannot be repaired.
The problem is in the person that he can't do the bia. So that's the same. It's always like, he talked about the gavra. He doesn't say the first problem, the bia. His whole point, his lashon is doing the gavra. Why you blame the bia? He blames it's a
chisharon. Who's lashon?
Are you saying the Rebellion Baruch?
No.
No. Why do you say, why can't you say, also the problem in the person? The problem in this person, he can't do a bia.
This person can't make a kinyan. Do we hold that the problem is in the bia or the problem is in the person? The reverse seems to be hold that the problem is in the bia.
Yes,
tomorrow you're going to be able to do a bia kshera, but that's not what we're discussing right now. We want to know right now this particular bia is not going to be able to be solved. You're not going to be able to recover it and make it into a good bia. But this person, yeah, whatever the problem is in the person, if in a half a year from now it's going to be solved, So we're going to give him hutra.
Why does he say if the bia shniyah will be mutra, will be okay?
Wait. That's a problem. That's we have to work with the assumption that the Re, you know, is interpreting. We are in the Tosfos
Rosh. I'm trying to think. The Reva is saying that the chisar and the bia.
Right.
So chisar and the bia. So why should we be hutra? You're not mekayim the mitzvah because it's not a good bia. According to the Re, the chisar and the kinyan. Not a chisar and the gavra. The chisar and the, you don't have a kinyan. There's no kinyan.
Which we're referring to it as someone in the person.
The person can't get a kinyan. I mean, according to the Re, it's also because of the person. The person can't make the bia. But the end, it's called the chisarin, the bia. So in the Revi, it's a chisarin in the kinyan. Why are you calling it a chisarin, the person? I mean, it's always caused by the person. You know, it's always caused by the person, but it's a different, the chisarin is not in the, even in the Revi, the Re, it's not a chisarin, the person. It's a chisarin that you don't have a kinyan. I wouldn't call that a chisarin, the person, in the Re. The chisarin is that you don't have a kinyan. In order to become the mitzvah, you need a kinyan. You don't have a kinyan. There's a chisarin here in the kinyan. Why don't I have a kinyan? Because of the type of person you are. Well, so it's the same thing in the briva. The chisarin is in the bia. Why is there not a good bia? Because of the type of person you are. I have trouble hearing it. I don't know. Maybe. Nothing here. Okay, now let me, can we think about it? Maybe there is something there. I just want to make a, just for food for thought, so that we can, something the guys can think about. This, where is it? The Shita Chamikam Boys. He says, very hard to read. Yomim Betesh Shnaim Hashem Yom Echad. Ho Biyas O Biya. Since physically he can do a Biya. In Bo Yevimto Yikayim. So once he Bo Yevimto, so he can't divorce her. I mean, he can't just do Chalitza. It's Yikayim. You know, he can't just do Chalitza. You have to, you know, if you didn't do Biya, you can just do Chalitza. But here, once you do this, the bia, so there's some kind of bond. You're somewhat kinder. Avolo kinder the gamri. Below the muteris azor achi yavi aleha mishiagdil. Oh yachlasla, I don't think that's. I don't know. I think that's a. He means you can't just do chalitza. Oh yachlasla means I don't know with the get or. Oh, Yachlisa, without coming and having even being with her. There's no one said, I mean, it's against the Mishnah. If you have Yavim Katan, Abal Gedai, Yavim Katan, it says also B.S. Bantez Kamaimer. So you can't just do Chalitza. That's not true. So when he says, yeah, but even Yachli, you can't just do Chalitza. You need a get. If you didn't Maimer, you need Chalitza and a get, right? I think. Can't just do chalitza, so he says.
When he says yachlos, maybe he's referring, you know, if you did not do yibum.
Yeah, okay. Right. If you didn't do yibum, it's not going on the immediate case. It's the mitzvah zor achi yavo olah b'shiago. Oh, it was never yavo olah and yachlosa.
Okay, and then not, he should not do it achi yagdil.
Yeah, a little bit misleading because the simple reading is oh Yachlisla means after he did this bia, but okay, but I don't think that can be so. Okay, that's against the mission. Oh, so we have a diak in his lashon. He says, "Avolo kona legamre." What does that mean? What does that mean? So is he going? Is he going like the re, like Tavis in Kedushin, or like Rashi? Right, so he's definitely not going like Rashi, because Rashi says you're kind of the gamre. Rashi says that mitaraisa, you're kind of the gamre, and you're not, you're just rabbanon lowered it. The chora is not going like Taisvis, because Taisvis says that we learn out from the fact that there's no chiyamisa, that you're not kind at all. What do you mean? I have a low kona legamre.
Maybe he's referring to the rabbanon part.
Is it your low kona legamre means you're not kona legamre means deraisa. You're only kona midrabbanon.
No. Midrabbanon, you would be kona legamre like Rashi. I have a low kona legamre because of the rabbanon.
I have a low kona legamre. In other words, the question is: does when he uses the words low kona legamre, does he mean? Since midrashah that since midrabanan Let's say that Grashi sits with Rabbanan, you're not done. So Lokana the Gamre midrabbanan, or the other way, Lokana. You know, in other words, he means Ivoda, even though he's Kaima, but Lokana the Gamre because it's a din derabbanan. That's what you're saying, right? Okay, but the other choice, which is maybe at least an idea, is to say that he means a middle pshat in Rashi and Taisus, and maybe that's what Taisus meant in Kedushin.
Yeah.
That what he means is, according to Taisus in Kedushin, without the pasuk of Ish, I would have thought that a kinyan deraisa when a katan does yibum. Because why should there be? And therefore, if she's mizane, she's chaya misa. She's a full-fledged a married woman. Comes along the pasuk and says she's not chaya misa. She's not chaya misa. That's a simon that she's not a full-fledged married woman, because a married full-fledged married woman is chaya misa. But it doesn't mean that she's not married at all. In other words, maybe the pasuk. Why can't we minimize the chiddush of ish that the pasuk is telling you? That you're not chaya misa because you're not kaina negamre, but you are partially kaina. My favorite word of quasi. Right? In other words, what it sounds like in his lashon is that a katan, we hold like the re, the deraisa, you're supposed to be kaina. Now the pasuk tells you there's no chaya misa. Okay, so obviously it means you're not kaina negamre. But you don't have to go to the other extreme and say that she's much of a shuk. It could be that there's a weak kedushin, a deraisa think a weak kedushin.
Shouldn't he say v'loy tehe chayav misa was achayavoy?
Well, the reason you're not kind of the gamre. He's not discussing chayav misa. He's relevant to him is whether is hilchas yibum.
What's he saying? V'loy tehe muteres lazar. What does that mean?
Right. Now, since it's not kaina negamre, so it doesn't have the power to make her mutter to zar. But it is a quasi yibum. It's if you do a quasi yibum, so you're quasi married. It doesn't have the power to make you mutter to a zar. It doesn't have the power to make an iser chiya misa of eishes ish,
right? But before the ish,
it would have been 100% yibum, and if it's 100% yibum, it would make you be chaya misa if the woman would be nizana, and exactly. It would be make her mutter to zar. Now comes along the pasuk ish, it says she's not 100% eishes ish, so she's not chaya misa. Torah only was Mechaya Misa to a full-fledged Eishes Ish. A half Eishes Ish, Torah never was Mechaya Misa for. And Torah also never said it's Muteris Azor. But there's no Raya that you're not going at all. Now, Pashup Shad and Taisus doesn't hold of quasis. You know, Pashup Shad and Taisus and Kedushin is don't give me these Baba Maisa Yeshivish Svaras of quasis. Once you know that you're not Chaya Misa, so it's either all or nothing. But in maybe pshat in the shita's kamoi is telling us that we're wrong. It's not all or nothing. Just because the Torah tells you you're not chaya misa, that doesn't necessarily mean that there's nothing. Oh, anyway, you people think about this. What would this do for us? So it would do for us. It would be the thought is that according to the re, there's a quasi mitzvah yibum here, and I would have to say that by Muberes too, because Muberes is the whole idea of Muberes is she's quasi zakik, she's a quasi ashes of shein obanim, so you're doing a quasi yibum. So what Davis is saying is that when is there no Eishes Ach if you do a quasi yibum, okay, so a quasi yibum takes off the iser eshesach, a little bit like Shmuel was sort of saying, but I think it's a little bit easier that, you know, you're doing a quasi yibum, you're doing something. There's a little bit of the mitzvah. You're not doing the full mitzvah, but you're doing in Shemayim, you'll get credit for half the mitzvah. You get a half a mitzvah. You did something. There's partial credit. This is a mitzvah sikhli. There's a mitzvah sikhli. The Torah wants a kamish. Torah wants a kinyan. Torah wants kinyan and bia. So I did half of what the Torah wanted. I did half the kinyan. So I get partial credit. I did half the mitzvah. I did half. What?
It should be a partial Eishes Ish at least.
Maybe there is. Maybe there is a partial Eishes Ish.
How does
that? No. So then we learn out that there's Hutra. When you get the Torah for the sake of a partial mitzvah with matter. But that same thing by Muberes. But according to Riva, there's no mitzvah at all. So that's what I think. When can I hear Hutra? If you're doing a little, at least you're doing a partial mitzvah. You're doing something. The Torah wants a kinyan. I did a kinyan. Okay, you didn't do as much kinyan as the Torah wanted. Right? The Torah wants, I did half the shear. Now, half the shear, the Torah wants me to eat a kezayis. I ate a half a kezayis, you know. So I did half the mitzvah. Torah wanted me, you know, where half a mitzvah has significance, not that it's meaningless. You know, I did half the share. Torah wanted me, so I did half the share. So I should get half credit. So then it makes sense that there's Hutra. But by the Riva, it's a Biyah Shein and Ruin HaKav Shein. It's not a half a Biyah. That's not what the Torah wanted. The Torah wanted a Biyah for HaKav Shein. You can't tell me you did half. Here, the Torah wants kinyan. Okay, you got a kinyan. Okay, I didn't get as strong as a kinyan as I wanted. Okay, but you got what you wanted. You got something that you wanted. You got a kinyan. I didn't get a full kinyan. Okay, so you got half a kinyan. But you can't say in the rebuttal you got a half a bia. Because it's not a half a bia. It's not a half a come of shame. It's a half a kinyan, but not a half a come of shame. Okay, anyway, let me think. It's not so simple. And it's a lot of, there happens to be some big cautious on the shot, you think. But the idea would be to sit into his words, because he says, I have a low kona de gamre. So if you would assume that he means chipshuta, it doesn't mean low kona de gamre, me drabanan. But it means me deraisa low kona de gamre. All right, that was the idea. Okay, I'm going to stop. We'll try. I want to finish tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow, Wednesday. We'll see. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.